My dear friends, we're gathered in this beautiful holy space this afternoon, especially within the context of the Mass, in order to share in the joy of Father Desmond, who celebrates not 10 or 15 or 20 or 25, but 30 years of amazing, loving, dedicated and wholehearted ministry as a priest. But in all honesty, Father Days, may looking at you, it looks like you're celebrating your 10th or your 15th year as a priest. You still look so young, and we thank the good Lord for this. You know, priestly jubilees and anniversaries are great and wonderful occasions of joy and profound gratitude to Almighty God, who is, we know that God is the foundation of all vocations. So we gather to rejoice and thank the Lord for Father Desmond, a priest, a spiritual father, a great preacher of the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for a son and a brother who for 3 decades have said yes and continues to say yes to the call of the Lord. And as we celebrate today, I think it is very, very important for us to remember that first of all, that every vocation to the priesthood is fundamentally a gift from the Lord. Freely given. We don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. You don't. Father Desmond doesn't. But this gift that God gave in the context of the priesthood is not primarily for the benefit of the receiver only. No. Rather, the gift of the priesthood given to us is rather a gift to the church. And it is meant for the good and welfare of the church. And we know that the core of our Catholic faith lies on this holy order and the Holy Eucharist that is celebrated here Sunday after Sunday, or even during the week, that recalls in a very, very powerful way the Paschal mystery of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as I start back and reflected on your 30 years of dedicated ministry and using this gift that God has given you for the welfare of the people of God, I cannot stop thinking how many hours you have spent in the confessional reconciling penitents with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I cannot stop thinking of how many people you have baptized, how many hands of the sick you have anointed, how many couples you have united in the bond of marriage, how many hours you have spent on the pulpit preaching to a diverse population, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, independents, the poor and the rich, the sick and the healthy. And of course, I can't stop thinking of how many masses that you may have celebrated within these years, making Jesus present and readily available to his people in the elements of the bread and wine. And I can't stop thinking of how many hours you spent on the road driving, especially during those 13, 14 years, you were crisscrossing 4 parishes, beginning from Cookson down to Roland, then to Salisaw, and then to Weber's Falls. Many of us have been to those areas. The roads, especially the road from Cookson to Roland, you know how beautiful that road is. You know, it's kind of crooked, it's rugged, but Father Desmond braved and he drove all those roads for 13, 14 years. And as I reflect on this, I cannot stop thinking of how you become so well known and so popular amongst all the highway patrol officers And police officers in that area. Did I say that you were over speeding? I didn't say that. But I leave you to draw the conclusion. And, you know, there was one time I had a priest who came to my parish for a mission appeal. And I was free, and Father Desmond called me to go and sub in for him. So I went down and started with the parish in Cookson. I made it so well. Drove down to Roland. You know, they normally have a late mass around 7:30 p.m. So after mass, I just drove out from the church parking lot and entered into the main road. You know, some of those small towns, sometimes their major road, the speed limit will be about 15 miles per hour. You know that. So I just drove out, and before I realized it, oh my goodness, police officer was behind me. So then I stopped, and when he was walking towards me, I was praying so hard that the police officer will mistook me for Father Desmond. Because he was so popular. I mean, I'm serious. I don't know how he got away with all those. I didn't say speeding ticket. I didn't say that. You know, but I believe, you know, when I was praying so hard, but it looks like God didn't listen to my prayer that evening. So, and I believe that my glasses also betrayed me in that way. So I finally got my ticket anyway. But Father Dez, you know, think of the wonderful and great sacrifices you made driving those roads, risking, I would say putting your life in the service of the people. I will not say you're risking your life. No. Because you did all those things out of great and wonderful joy. So Father Desmond, we thank God and we congratulate you for this great and wonderful milestone. We thank you for your big and generous heart in responding to God's call. And above all, we thank you for being a great ambassador of Jesus Christ, of the priesthood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which St. John Vianney describes as the love of the heart of Jesus. So when people look at you, they cannot but see the love of the heart of Jesus. And for that, Father Desmond, we thank you. Our prayers and wishes go with you in the continued generous service which you give to the people of God. And then finally, I will not fail to also thank you for the great and wonderful way you have inspired me personally when I was there when you were ordained as a junior seminarian working at our diocesan chancery back home in Nigeria. I can still remember the beautiful smiles on your face. And not only that, it's still very, very vivid in my mind on how you celebrated Mass. You came to my home parish when the diocese was having a rotatory Mass. I still remember that wonderful Sunday, you know, how you celebrated the Mass and how you sang out your heart. You really sang to the people from the bottom of your heart. And in doing that, you really drew not only my heart, but also the heart of the faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for all this, Father Desmond, we thank you. And we pray that the good Lord will continue to bless you in your ministry. And we wish you many, many, many more years. And we look forward to your golden jubilee and more jubilees in the future. God bless you.